You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Kids Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Production.
And we are
the Diamond Kids.
And I had his mouth all over that.
Really?
That's my mic.
You was spitting into it?
Yup. He was like,
they got disease on it.
He was that close to there.
That's way too close.
Hi guys, welcome to the Diamond Crew Kids Podcast. Today we're doing a closing podcast, and first topic we're gonna get into is, are we excited to go back to school?
No, I don't want to go back to school.
Why?
Because it's boring and we gotta do it at home, so I don't really want to do it.
Do you gonna put your sister and mom in danger?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm kind of excited because we're just doing a new program and I want to see how it is and meet new people because it's boring at home. So the next topic we're going to do is, what was the food? How was the food last night?
It was good.
What did we fry? Like potatoes?
Eggs, shrimp. And that was it. We made beloved sauce.
Yeah, and TJ burnt the eggs.
Mama burnt the eggs while we were cooking the shrimp. I mean, we were peeling the shrimp. And we couldn't stop.
Yeah. And the, what's it called? The potatoes, we fried them, and they taste like Chick-fil-A fries. They were so good.
And we put Creole seasoning on them.
And that was being fat. And Papa wanted some, too, because we had some last night. Like, Mom was on the phone with Papa last night. See, you're going to like this one, this topic. What's your favorite anime?
Naruto.
Why?
Because Naruto has like a best plot. No anime really has like a plot like Naruto. Well, maybe some, but not really.
Well, yeah, because it is like three home shows, right?
There's Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and Naruto to Boruto. And there's just movies with it too.
What's your favorite character in Shippuden or
Itachi?
Or Shitachi? Why, it's whatever his name is.
Itachi, because he's cold.
Why? What's his name? Sasuke's older brother.
What?
Why Sasuke's older brother?
You said why Sasuke's older brother?
Because,
mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of cold that he did. He killed everybody, like and all family. Of his family. He killed literally everybody in his family. But he did it all for his brother, so it didn't really matter.
Well.
And because of Danzo. Danzo is the worst character in Naruto. Nobody likes Danzo.
Don't know who that is, but okay. Do you say that Sakura is
useless, trash, until Naruto or the war arc?
She in Naruto she was useless, but then in Shippuden and Boruto she wasn't.
Until the war arc, that was it. Because she had like the 100 healings from Lady Tsunade.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's the only way she was helpful. She's trash.
She's not trash. She nearly saved Naruto in that episode you showed me.
She didn't even save him yet. He's still about to die. They took the Nine Tails away from him. He about to die.
They're taking him to the fourth Hokage, right?
Hmm?
They're taking him to the fourth Hokage.
Yeah, right? But the fourth Hokage gave him to Black Zetsu, so Black Zetsu has it, and he's about to take the Rinnegan to give it to Madara with the Ten Tails.
I knew you're going to like this one. Okay, so my favorite anime is My Hero Academia or Demon Slayer. And my favorite character in My Hero Academia is probably, I don't know, probably Ina.
Ina?
Yeah. Or Deku.
Deku?
Or
Deku's
Bakugo. Okay. No, actually, Todoroki.
I said that.
You did?
Oh, I wasn't listening. Todoroki, he's okay. Not really that cool.
No, because, like, he's smart And he could do something in silence and like, how do you say it? Slice, sleuth. How do you say it?
Silence.
Not silence, like.
Like sneaky.
Sly. Sly.
That made no sense.
Well, he can. Okay, so for their practice, when they first got in the academy, they were doing like a practice, and he said, he already planned the whole thing out. He said, we already won at the first part, because all he had to do was freeze the whole building where no one could do nothing. He just went upstairs and touched the object.
I didn't watch that anime yet.
You should. It's really good. And because, like, Deku becomes the...
He's basically a copycat of what's it called?
Of what?
Is it All Might? Yeah, All Might. He basically copied All Might. So he ain't
well, he... Well, All Might actually gave his power to Deku, so... Because he is a good character. So he went to like a baby to like a strong dude.
Who?
Deku.
Oh.
Well, Deku got better at not crying and being a baby.
Yeah, he don't break his bones whenever you try to like punch somebody or use his powers.
Okay, TJ, this is going to be funny because I already know because dad and mama do a lot of silly stuff and dad is clumsy and mama is. So... What's one thing mom or dad did something funny this weekend or recently?
Like one thing they did that was funny?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember.
Or like if dad fell or if mama did.
Probably them time when he was trying to juke you and he was like, oh, I got you. I got your ankles. I got your ankles. He Wait. Wasn't really going nowhere.
Uh-uh. He ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
He's too slow. He too big. He was like too slow. He's like. Like an old man. I think probably when I was dad, he came in my room to jump on me. And he was running back to his room because I actually got up and ran after him. He was coming around the corner from the edge of his bed to hop in his bed. And he nearly slipped and busted his head open.
Mm.
I remember one time we fell off the bed while fighting.
Mm.
And he took me with him. I wasn't ready.
Well, he grabbed you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's up.
It was annoying. Well, dad, when he was trying to juke me, he didn't go nowhere. He was so slow. He think he thought so, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he's faster than me, but when he runs, his belly jiggles. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny. You look like Toji.
And one thing mama probably did was you probably did something. Wait. Oh, I remember we were, she put her AirPod in the book because she was doing her homework.
Oh, yeah. And we wanted a whole goose chase for it.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I didn't like it.
Mama opened her book, or I did. Opened it, was right there.
Mm-hmm. We were looking like on the drawer.
We lift her whole bed up and then made it. I think she did it on purpose, just to make us help her clean her bed off without having an attitude or something.
Oh, and that one time when we had the lip for the computer charger, and it was literally right in the drawer. You checked the drawer, but you didn't find it.
Oh, we went in the whole garage.
We and cleaned out the garage. We went to the attic, everything, just to find a computer charger. And it was in the drawer in Mama's room.
Whole time.
Whose fault was that? Raji's fault.
Actually, it's kind
she
of...
She told you to check the drawer.
But I didn't know what the charger looked like, so I didn't know what it was.
Basically, your fault.
Nah.
You just could have saw a black cord of like, is this it?
Well, Daya has a lot of stuff in that drawer. Like all them papers and stuff and folders.
I would take everything out.
Well, I was finna do all that. Okay. How was Hutch's and... Was it long that we drove 30 minutes to get there?
Mm-hmm. It was super long. Well, no, it wasn't that long. It didn't feel like long. The way there felt long, but the way back felt like 10 minutes.
Oh, because mama liked speed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like for a long time to get there, but when we came home, it felt like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super short going back home.
We was but like I was asleep. After
yeah, mama told us not to go to sleep. We woke up at 8, and it took her like 2 hours to get ready.
She was like sleeping, then she got ready fast because I helped her. Me and you just like messing around like for like 2 hours. And Mama should have got more. What is it called? Chasos? What's it called?
Huh?
What's that thing called? Chisa. What is that?
Chasos?
No, no. It was like Che.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
That pie.
Oh, I don't remember.
There was bacon and sausage and lemon and peach. The peach was so good. And when you warm it up.
Peach is gross.
No, when you warm it up. When you warm it up, the peach is soft and tastes so good.
Mm-mm, I don't like peaches. Peaches is gross.
Because you don't like fruit or vegetables. You like Mama buys you a whole box of apples and you never ate it.
I don't like apples. Wasted it. Well, apples are okay. I just don't really like fruits.
That's right, what I just said. You do got chompers to chew it. The huge chompers. Okay, TJ. So, you know how we have a childhood? What was your favorite childhood show?
Mine, like as a kid, I'll probably say like SpongeBob was a little bit older. I don't know, maybe like Bubble Guppies. And then after Bubble Guppies, it was like SpongeBob. And then after that was like, what's it called? What was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And then Henry Danger. That's when I was like 10 years old.
My favorites is Team Umizoomi, Mickey Mouse, and is it Elmo?
No, it's like Sesame Street.
Oh yeah, like Sesame Street. That's my favorite, and it's really. Oh, once I like Blue's Clues, but once I found out the meaning behind it, I was scared.
Meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
I forgot. That was like a long time ago. That was like a long time. That was like a last year, like the end of December.
I don't remember that.
Or because it was a video on TikTok.
Oh.
Okay. TJ, you know how we always said as a kid we wanted to drive so bad? And Mama, she probably wanted to drive when she was like little because like, you know how Mama hates driving? No. Mm-hmm. And Daddy don't like driving because they're old. I want to drive. Like, what's the first place you want to go when you're able to drive?
I'm probably gonna go like to like the trampoline park or something.
What?
Or somewhere, I don't know. Or like a PC store. Or like GameStop.
I'm probably good if COVID's not there or the Delta variant. I'm probably going to like a restaurant.
Like the first place to drive to?
Or I'm like probably. GameStop. And TJ, would you actually wake up and like when you get to, when you're old enough to drive and like, wait, what's a junior? Are you able to drive when you're in junior?
In high school?
Is high school junior? Your junior year?
No, what are you talking about, junior?
Freshman. It's freshman. Are you able to drive when you're freshman?
No, why are we talking about college?
When are you able to drive, like when you're 16?
Yeah, 16, 17.
When isn't that?
Huh?
When isn't that, like when you're...
What?
When is that, like, what?
How long? Until I drive?
Like, which grade are you going to be in?
I don't know.
Like, 8th or 9th?
Probably like when you graduate.
College?
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Not college.
No. I didn't say college. I'm in high school, but it might be like 12th grade. How many grades is there? There's 12th grade, right? So probably like 10th grade, 11th grade.
Okay.
But I know age. I don't know about school, though.
TJ, you know how I keep on like annoying Mama because I love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep on kissing her.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps on saying that she's going to have another child.
Well, I don't want another child.
No, never. I like babies, but not toddlers. Toddlers just want to throw
away. Toddlers are bad.
They are. LD traumatized me.
Too much energy.
Too much. I remember we cleaned up that closet.
Yeah, I remember you did that.
I forced you to do it.
That was a long time ago.
If the mom and dad have another child, what would you want it be, like twins, a boy or a girl?
It's going to have to be like, yeah, twins. I like twins.
That's too much.
Why not?
If they look alike, like really, and they're boys or they're girls, I'm probably going to get their name wrong.
What if they're quiet? They're quiet and they're twins. They're just quiet.
I'm good.
And all they do is talk to each other. They're quiet, super quiet.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't want no kids that are loud and obnoxious.
Not sure. Nobody wants a loud kid.
Even though we were. Yanni, Elijah, and all the other ones. Would you want a boy or girl?
Oh, I want a boy.
Well, that means
you have to. For mama and I or me?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, like, we have another sibling.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying a boy. We need a boy.
If the boy is chill, then I'm going if a boy. But if it's a girl.
You gonna take care of it? If it's a girl?
Well, if it's a girl, she
gonna. I don't want it to turn out like you, so.
No, we're gonna beat you up.
I haven't really seen a cockroach in real life, but I'm saying cockroaches because I've seen people tell stories about them. Like, if you see one cockroach, there's a whole bunch more. So I don't want cockroaches. And if you do have cockroaches, no offense.
I'm going to say roaches.
You in the hood. That's something.
Or you got you eat everywhere in your house. Like,
yeah, you dirty. Your house is crusty.
You got syrup on the walls.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah, sugar, basically.
What are roaches attracted to? Just trash?
Trash, sugar,
poo.
Walls?
Walls?
What are them poo, things that poo. Are in walls?
They like poo.
I'm probably saying spiders. Just because I saw so many TikToks of this girl. She was
what type of spider? Like tarantulas? Or tarantula? I don't know how to say it.
Tarantula.
I don't know how to say it.
Probably
like a skinny spider.
Like big spider. Because if they, just any spider in general, basically. Because I saw a TikTok, this spider was a huge spider in her living room floor. She smashed it, and so many spiders, she had babies, and all of them were crawling out. I'm moving out the U.S.
But one time, I was at my friend's house, Noah's house, and there was this road. And it had, like, spiders all over it. Like, tarantulas would come on the streets. So we drove over one, and it was really scary.
Scary? How are you feeling?
Like, we seen them in the road.
How big were they?
They was big. Like, I'm talking, them things was huge.
Mm. Yeah, I'm talking like
spiders. Tarantulas are big.
If it was, like, an animal, I'm probably saying snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
So you're scared of snakes?
Duh.
But you could run from a snake.
Uh-uh.
Yes, you can.
They can actually go up a tree branch and hop over trees.
So, okay, imagine a tree. You're in the backyard. There's a tree, like, next to the grill in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And you're locked in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
You can't jump the gates or nothing. You think it's going to catch you?
Duh.
How?
I ain't running for that long. I'm my asthma.
All it can do is really slither. You could probably step on his neck or something.
What if it's... You right, but I'm
so scared. Step on the neck, it's going to be done.
If I'm scared of literally killing a fly, not really, but
you
yeah.
Is super scared of flies.
No, I'm not scared of them.
You be jumping up and down.
No, I'm scared of them going in my ear because I always fly by my ear. And I have phobia or something like that where bugs get in like inside of me. If I went to 7-Eleven, that'd give me $15. I'll probably get a slushy for me. Probably a big, huge Smart Water or them big waters. And a few snacks, like probably Cheetos. If it's for Dad, I'll probably get what he wants, like some type of muffins or something. Well, no, that's for Mama. For Dad, probably like, what's it called? They're like circular. Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls?
Is that cinnamon rolls?
What about them white powder donuts, though?
That's a mama. No, Dad. Both of them are good.
If I had $15 and I walked in the 7-Eleven, I'm coming out with a root beer, a big old bag of Skittles. I love Skittles, favorite candy. Purple bag. If you get in the red bag, they're okay, but I don't like the red bag. What's it called? Maybe like, yeah, or slushy. Yeah, that's probably it. Or maybe some like some chips, like some Takis.
Yeah.
Or some Twistos, some hot ones.
I would probably get some other stuff, like other snacks, because if they had like pizza or something and it was actually good, I would probably
get that. You guys said if it was gross.
That's what I said. I said if it was actually good, yeah, I would take it. It
has to be sealed. I ain't eating it.
Yeah, I'm bathrooms, and I don't know.
Okay, well, my favorite thing to do in the car is sleep or, like, look outside. Like, see what's, like, what cars are on the road. Look at, like, the highway or something. But if I'm not asleep, I'm looking out the window, seeing what's outside. Or looking at cars, seeing if they're driving good. Because nobody can drive in Texas. People in Texas suck at driving.
Okay, my favorite thing to do in the car is probably sleep. Same thing TJ said, like sleep or look out the window. Probably, or like watch Hulu. Because sleep is because like if you just ate somewhere and
maybe like a restaurant and then you're going home.
Yeah, you can actually sit in the car, actually sleep sitting up, but like not laying down. And look out the window because like I remember there was we were in a car crash, not really in it, but we were witnesses. And luckily we didn't get hit by a car, but there was glass flew everywhere. A whole bumper came off. Mm-hmm. And two cars flipped the opposite way because
crashed and like went the whole opposite way.
Yeah, like in the grass.
One was in the grass. Yeah, another one was like it was in the road, but at the same time it was in the grass.
Mm-hmm. There was like four cars.
And then a truck hit the car and
it was two low cars. What? Some white boy hit a pregnant lady.
You can't say that.
What? It was a white boy?
Uh-uh.
What am I supposed to say? A boy?
Yeah, there was a boy.
But like, it was a white boy with no shoes on, no shirt. He hit a pregnant lady. And I don't know how much where she was, but she was pregnant with a kid. The kid, what's it called? You know, the air thing?
Airbag.
Airbag. It flew in the child. She literally peed herself. But
when the car accident happened.
Uh-huh. I would probably pee too. I would probably take a doodle. Her car flipped like in our circle. And then he hit the pregnant lady so hard that his car flew on the other side of the road. It was scary, but not really. My favorite cereal is probably Cinnamon CTC or Fruity Pebbles.
Now you gotta pick one.
It's either, but I don't know which one because Fruity Pebbles. Wait, I don't know. I'm indecisive, but one of those two, and you have to put your
cereal before your milk.
No, if you put your milk first, you're a psychopath.
You're weird. It's just gross. How you do that? Some people say they do that because they don't want to waste milk, but it don't matter. You just better eat it all.
Well, no, that's just weird. Like, what? You gotta know how much cereal you put. If you pour your cereal first, and then you pour the milk.
Yeah, I don't know why people pour the milk first.
Yeah, I'm certainly telling you, mama.
My favorite cereal is Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows. That's my favorite. I've heard that cereal is super good. Like, because it's not like Lucky Charms marshmallows, because they only give you like a couple.
They only put like five in
there. Yeah, they put like five marshmallows in a whole bag. And you gotta eat like what are them things called?
Mama be digging her whole hand in the bag.
In the Lucky Charms bag. Whole hand. Just to get the marshmallows out. It's gross. So yeah. And the marshmallows that are in Fruity Pebbles, they have a lot. Like Mm-hmm. With every bite, you're getting at least like 5 marshmallows.
Yeah, it's good. Plus,
but with Lucky Charms, you're getting
milk
like
first,
2.
You're weird.
No. Like one, maybe after like 6 times of taking a bite, you're getting like 1 marshmallow.
Really, like none. But you have to pour your cereal first.
That's gross if you pour your milk first.
Yeah.
If I had 3 wishes, it would be to be wealthy, have like 6 PCs, and be a successful streamer.
Okay. If I had 3 wishes, my first one is to be wealthy. My second one is to go to heaven. And my third, COVID and the Delta to go away.
That's a good one, too.
Because I can't live like this no more. Can't even go out in public.
I don't go crazy.
Family is that humongous farts.
Farts. I was about to say the same thing.
They make the floor rumble.
But everybody knows that if they, like, if you have fat dads, no offense, but their farts stink.
Because like, they eat a lot and they be like,
it's a junk.
Like, and then you, if you're walking, I'm be walking home daddy and then you go, oh, you hear, I have to walk in
so
it.
Like,
and then, and that is sleep, he be drooling. He be spitting.
You call it bubbling?
Yeah, he bubble. You hear my life.
Oh, my worst smell is burps. I hate burps. Like when somebody burp, if you say excuse me, that's weird. Wait, you can say excuse me, but you gotta like burp in your shirt. That's gross. Who wants to smell old food you ate like an hour ago? That's just nasty. I don't want to smell that.
Okay. It's nasty, but it's not bad. It's like everyone burps and
yeah, so but you don't want to burp for everybody to smell your old food.
Okay, but it doesn't really have a bad smell. It just has a little odor to it.
I don't like burps. Burps is gross.
It's not bad.
So the coolest thing I've ever seen was like when we went to Florida and I was like Disney Springs. It was lit. Like, we seen, like, a Lego dragon, like, a big old dragon that was in the water, and it was built out of Legos. It was, like, a Lego princess, and there was, like...
There was a dragon?
Yeah, remember that dragon that was in the water?
Mm-hmm. I was about to say that, though.
It was, like, hype stuff. Lego cars. It was lit. I like that. And those big old Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The coolest thing I've ever seen, I don't really know, because... I see stuff cool, it's just not as cool. Like, mama doing her little school thing, that's really cool.
Mm-mm, it takes so much time.
It's
stress.
It's annoying. But like it. We get the job done. Even though we're outside for like 5 hours sweating. Wasp. How many kisses I probably need or I give to somebody probably every day is it's unlimited. It's, what's it called? It's that little sign.
Infinity.
Yeah, infinity. There's not enough kisses or hugs.
That you could give to somebody?
Yeah. Mama, she don't love me like she say she do.
She does, but you like, you give her too much kisses. Like, okay. She's trying to do her homework.
That's payback for when I was little and I got harassed with kisses every day, all day.
Because you were tiny.
From both of you. I know.
You're real fat too.
Oh, shut up.
Super fat.
If the other day I took a picture of you, your chest was on 45 degree angle. So you cannot be talking.
No.
Yes. I took a screenshot and I literally saw your chest. It was like this, 45 degree angle.
That you look like an exotic polar bear.
And you look like an exotic cricket.
You just copied me.
No, I said that first and then you copied me. Mm-mm. Just with a different animal.
Mm-mm.
That's what he looks like a dude from Ice Age.
Ooh.
You know that dude? He has like
you
that
look
two,
like the walrus off of it.
He has the two eyes right here. He kind of stupid and he kind of silly. And he's like from the Ice Age. You don't remember that dude?
No, I know you're talking about.
You'd be like an Applejack stick, so. I was talking about. And a cinnamon stick.
You look like a love, babe. Mm-hmm. Remember those slides I used to go on in people's backyards? Or like when they used to blow up, like slide used to slide down, they had the water at the bottom.
He can't be talking and put up his feet.
What about?
Pull it up. Wait. Pull it up. How do you say it?
Huh? Okay, guys, this is our last podcast for, like, maybe the spring. But we're going to come back in the spring and do a couple more podcasts. But for now, that's it.
We're going to come out with some bangers. Thanks for tuning in.
To the Diamond Crew Kids Podcast.
Bye.